episode 187, The Beauty Within.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on the radio.
Happy day, ladies. How are you? My goodness, you are looking absolutely beautiful. You are radiant. You've got the beauty within. Yes, you are. Are you feeling just totally magnificent, exuding with absolute joy? And maybe some of you aren't feeling kind of a little down. Well, guess what? It is time to bring it on. It is girl time. We are in the house. We're going to chat today. And I am so excited because we're going to have some crushing time and we're going to have some loving time. It's going to be awesome time. All of you around the world, mwah, lots of kisses. I'm so glad you're here. It is so exciting. I'm getting to know you. I love you. And I love that you take your time because you can never get that time back to begin to create your now. You're continuing to build your best selfie. That's what you're working on, right? To be that better mom, to be that amazing woman, okay, who's going to go out there and is crushing it. And you know, you guys too, if you're listening, I love you too. You're awesome. Okay, now, we have got to jump right on in because there's a lot to talk about here. And we're chatting about the beauty within. And I really, this is something that goes to the core. And we've spoken about impact. I'm pushing ahead, creating transformation, right? In order to impact, to truly impact where you are in life and to impact others and to take your life, your business, your relationships, your finances, your spirituality to the next level, okay? I'm telling you, to do all of that, it's the beauty within. It is. That's the ultimate secret sauce. And you see, the beauty within is something that we don't do very well, especially as women. We don't. We are total screw-ups when it comes to that. And I am the biggest one. I truly am. I look at myself in the mirror and honestly, I haven't really counted, but now that I think about it, I probably have at least 10 negative thoughts easily about myself personally throughout the day, easily. And probably 5 to 6 of those comes right in the very beginning of my day. Now, who can operate on a day like that, really, right? But this is something that as women, we face. Part of it might be in our genes, the way God created us. You know, we're women. This is who we are. This is, you know, how we operate from the inside out. And it's that beauty within that is so key to it. Robert Kiyosaki says this, "It's not what you say out of your mouth that determines your life. It's what you whisper to yourself that has the most power." You see, it's those silent things that get us, that grab us, that hold on to us, right? They get at us and they eat us at the core. And nothing worse than suffering from the inside out, right? It's real easy for us to look in the mirror and see just the outside, to see our physical appearance, to see how our eyes are, our mouth, our hair, our legs. I mean, you know, all of that, right? We see the physical part. But to look on the inside takes a lot more work. And it's almost kind of a scary path to go down when you think about it. It's kind of that unknown path of like, oh, if I go down there, I don't know what I'm going to discover, right? It is scary. But I'm telling you, what's happening is we're beating ourselves up. And it's called the inner critic. You see, that inner critic is a person who expresses an unfavorable opinion of something. Are you an inner critic for yourself? Are you? I bet you are. I just admitted that I am. Most of the time as women, as a whole, we are. We are our worst inner critic. You see, it's so super duper easy, so super duper easy to beat yourself up over and over and over again. You know, it's like when you look in that mirror, that wonderful mirror, that reflection, yeah, which I mentioned about, like, you know, you look at yourself and within the 5 or 6 times at the very beginning of the day, You're thinking negative thoughts. Wow, that does not look good. What were you thinking? Why were you wearing that? Driving home from a hard day at the office, and all you do is tell yourself, how could you have, you know, how you could have changed everything for that crazy project you were working on. Oh, wait, and then there's picking up your son from baseball practice to be told there was a situation during practice and your son had to sit out for a little while. What did you miss as a mom? All of that is the inner critic, and it just eats at us. It tears us down. And the thing is, we replay it. You know, I don't care if you've got an old VHS player, a CD player, or you're into high technology of everything. But man, that rewind, that replay button, you know, on YouTube where you get that little cute little arrow that's in a circle, kind of a half circle, and you hit it, and all you're doing is playing the inner critic within yourself, right, over and over and over again. So you may only think about, oh, a few thoughts here and there, but when you hit the replays, it gets deeper and deeper and deeper. But you say, how do I get that beauty within? I want that beauty. I want to feel beautiful. Those whispers that you tell yourself, the inner critic tells you. Okay, and remember, that inner critic is who? That inner critic is you. You are the inner critic. Those whispers may not be heard from others, but they ring so loudly within you. They vibrate all the way down to the core being of who you are, and they eat at your soul. It's time, I'm telling you right now, it's time to stop being your worst enemy. It's time to crush, absolutely crush that inner critic. Okay? I mean, think about it. Wouldn't it be awesome just to be able to hold that inner critic? Okay, mind you, yeah, you can't hold yourself in your hand, but imagine that. You know those stress balls that you just kind of ball up, you know, and you just, oh, you get your hand going. You're like, well, I didn't know I had that many hand muscles, you know, that many muscles in my hand. But you squeeze it and squeeze it. Wouldn't it be great to crush that inner critic? Well, you can. And guess what? You can allow the inner enthusiast to come out. And you say, whoa, what's that? The inner enthusiast, the one that says, oh, yeah, you are awesome. You see, enthusiast is a person who is highly, highly, key word there, interested in a particular activity or subject. And guess what? That subject is you. You are the inner enthusiast. So think about it. You're Kim's enthusiast. You're Charlene's enthusiast. You're Janen's enthusiast. You're Marcy's enthusiast. Wendy's enthusiast. Jolynn's enthusiast. Becky's enthusiast. You're Christy's enthusiast. You're Barbara's enthusiast. You're Tracy's enthusiast. Say that three times fast. You're Dinah's enthusiast. You're Crystal's enthusiast. That inner enthusiast is so important. You're Yaselle's inner enthusiast. Inner enthusiast. There we go. My tongue's tied. But you've got to have enthusiasm with enthusiasts. You have got to be your biggest cheerleader. You are Mirna's inner enthusiast. Come on, ladies. Let's get it together. And let's cheer the inside, the beauty within. So it's sparks that fly. Good sparks. Great sparks. Because that inner critic is crushing you. And it's time that you crush the inner critic. So this is going to be tough. This is not going to be easy. This is something I work on daily. Because when you have a bad day, it is so easy. I don't know about you, but it's so easy to just become consumed with it. I mean, it's like this immediate, you know, I think about it as a net, right? And actually, Shark Week has been going on, and they've had so many previews and things like that. And yes, with as many children as I have, I do have one that enjoys learning about marine life. And she's fascinated, absolutely fascinated with sharks. Now, not for the destruction that they do, but the type of animal and how majestic that they are and how they go about, they move and they live, and how some can be so big and some yet so small, yet the power within them, right? You know, you think about it, those jaws of, I mean, they just, how they lock down. Wouldn't it be great to be the inner enthusiast that locks down on nothing but joy? You know, that's what it is. And you see, you know, watching Shark Week, it's amazing to me how you have all these little fish. And they're not little like tadpoles fish, but they're still good size, right? And I can't think of the name of them off the top of my head. But anyway, so you have lots of them, these big, huge swarms of these fish. And you've got the shark that'll come up and just open his mouth and just gobble it up, right? Just eat it all at once. That's the kind of inner enthusiast that we want to be. We want to be able to be our best cheerleader and envelop the good and crush the inner critic, right? We want to be able to do that because we don't want to get stuck in there and be trapped. It's time that we let ourselves out, but it is so easy just to release the inner critic because, man, when something bad goes down, it all goes down. You look in the mirror no matter what it is. And then you have a conversation with your husband. You're like, oh, you didn't like that, right? Oh, you just didn't like that. And then what happens is you become defensive, right? It has nothing to do with him. It's all about the inner. I had that same conversation right before recording this. And I was like, oh, you just don't like it. Never mind. And I blew it off. And I was thinking, it had nothing to do with him. It was all me. It was my inner critic. What happened to my inner enthusiast? What happened to, wait. So you say, okay, great. Now, how do I go about this? Here you go. Here's your kiss. Unleash your inner enthusiast. You do this by number one, be your biggest cheerleader. You got to be your fanatic. Think about enthusiast as a fanatic, right? Now, fanatic, sometimes we think about totally crazy off the wall people, but you've got to be that for you. Right? You have to got to love where you are. And that does not mean, mind you, okay? Disclaimer here. That doesn't mean you're building up your ego that I am all this and no one else is. I am not saying that, okay? So do not take it to that nth degree. You know the difference of the beauty within. Unleashing your inner enthusiast. Be your biggest cheerleader. Because I'm telling you right now, you have enough outer critics in the world that are out there going, you're not going to add up to anything. What were you thinking about that? You don't need that. So you have got to be your biggest cheerleader. Unleash your inner enthusiast. Number two, whisper, whisper, whisper sweet joys. Seriously. Okay? Remember, Robert Kiyosaki says, it's not what you say out of your mouth that determines your life. It's what you whisper to yourself that has the most power. What are your whispers? Whispers of joy, sweet joys. That's what you need to whisper to yourself. Unleash your inner enthusiast. Number three, love with grace. Oh my gosh, that is the biggest one. Love with grace. Why? Because you're gonna mess up. You're gonna mess up. I messed up before this recording. I was like, what are you thinking about this? Come on, I'm talking about this, right? Having this conversation with my hubby. And what do I do? It has nothing to do with him. It was all about me. The inner critic was coming out and I was beating myself up, which made me very uneasy. Inner enthusiast, unleash your inner enthusiast. Be your biggest cheerleader. Whisper sweet joys and love with grace. We're going to mess up. Forgive yourself and move on. Continue, rinse and repeat. I'm telling you, that is how you will find the beauty within because you already have it. God gave it to you. It's whether or not you're ready to believe. Okay? So go out. Make it an absolutely, positively extraordinary week. Make it incredible. Go unleash your inner enthusiast. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.